Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled Money Math.
Oh, I bet the title already instills you with a level of anxiety because I mentioned the word math. Money, math, money, math. So why have I decided to do this episode? Because I feel like most people say to themselves they're bad with money when the reality is they're probably just not up to scratch with the simple math required to be good with money. There is a level of numbers involved in money, okay? And I know that those who have an avoider archetype where they don't want to look at their bank statements, they don't want to talk about money, and that kind of gives them anxiety, that's because they're probably not comfortable with numbers. And they're probably not comfortable with numbers because they probably weren't listening, which is fair, in grade 5 and 6 math class. That's it. Because, you'll be happy to know that you don't need to know kind of beyond grade 6 math to be good with money. So from grade 2 to grade 6, those 4 years of arithmetic and maths are important when it comes to money, okay, and investing. So if you need to, maybe I'll explain the solution as to how you approach it after this, but this particular episode is for those who are feeling very uncomfortable with money because they know deep down inside they don't understand numbers because they actually weren't paying attention in math class because it was so flippant boring. And I get it. It's just that at some point you're going to have to force yourself to learn this stuff, and it's not that hard, but it will thrust you so far ahead when it comes to your money. Your confidence levels will go up. You'll actually understand things that matter in investing. So I wanted to just explain some of the things that I use on a math level when it comes to investing in money that have helped me and how simple they actually are and where you can go and learn them, okay? So I've often thought about doing a workshop on this actually because I just think it's such a massive topic that no one's got the courage to talk about, which is fair because like, hey, I don't know grade 5 math, which is it takes a bit of courage to tell people that, you know, because you get judged and all that sort of stuff, but I think it's prevalent. What I learned recently was that most people don't read beyond above a 12-year-old level or an 8-year-old level or might have been a grade 5 level. People don't read beyond that. That's why you got to keep things simple when communicating with people, right? In an email or, that's why I try and keep these episodes very like simple to understand too, because you know, don't confuse people because we really are like kids in adult bodies a lot of the time. And so money is no different when it comes to math. So here we go. What are some of the things I use when it comes to from math that comes to money that you can use? Well, the first thing is you'll be happy to know that most of money management, that means how you manage the money you have, is arithmetic, meaning it's plus or minus. So you have to be able to add and you have to be able to subtract. That is like, you can't get good with money unless you know how to add and subtract. Now, if you don't know how to do that, then it's probably grade 1. Grade 1 math, I think, because grade 2 is when you learn your times tables. So grade 1, okay, adding and subtracting. So go back and revisit, right? Because here's how the most of money problems come from too much subtraction, not enough addition, meaning you're spending too much and you're not having enough come in. So the first one is each month, what's the income? What money is hitting your account? And the next part is what money is going out. There has to be more money coming in than going out. That is it. That is like the first most important rule. And I talk about this in my book, Money Buys Happiness. I talk about this rule called the finger of finance, the finger finance rule, where if you hold your middle finger up and your index finger, your middle finger is your income and your index finger is your expenses. Now, if you're not actually doing that and it's the opposite, you're in trouble. So most of your money management problems can be resolved with basic grade 1 level arithmetic, which is adding and subtracting, okay? Pluses and minuses, that's it. More money coming in than going out. That is as far. And then what you'll find is your money will start to grow because you know, what happens if you do, you know, let's do it. 2 minus 1, right? So let's say you're making $2,000 for the week and you minus 1,000. You're at 1,000 left over. And you keep doing that every single week. Your 1 becomes 2,000, then 3,000, then 4,000. For every week, you're adding 1,000, okay? That's as simple as money is at the start, right? Now, the next type of mathematics, it's still could be called arithmetic, actually. Yeah, it's still arithmetic because it's multiplying and dividing and stuff. So to actually, don't know really whether it's pure multiplication because it's kind of like exponential growth. When you buy an asset, it starts to compound. So compound interest is kind of like taught, yeah, in grade 6, grade 7, yeah, roughly about that. So the compounding is where your gains, your returns on your investment are based on the previous returns, okay? It's more like a snowball rolling down a hill, okay? For the snowball to grow, it's got to roll down a very long hill, and it picks up more snow as it gets bigger, and that's how investments work. So the bigger they, the more valuable they get, the faster they tend to compound because they're so big, okay? So that's why having a long hill, meaning a long life, and having not touch your investments is very important. But the type of math that you use beyond subtracting and adding is multiplication, for sure. So letting your money multiply. But it's more like compound interest. The best way to learn that is to experience it. So when you're buying a stock or real estate and it's growing, and it, let's say, for example, so we use percentages for this, right? This is another piece of math you need to understand, percentages. So percentages is like the most basic form of it is if you buy a pizza, okay, and it's one whole pizza, and you cut it up into 4 slices, they're a quarter, right? And that's 25%, okay? So if you're got a pizza and you, let's say you invested in the pizza and that was an asset, like a stock, let's call it Domino's. You can actually buy Domino's stock on the stock exchange. If you buy one stock of Domino's, right? And let's say, you're right, it grows, this is one whole pizza, and it grows by 25% for the year. It's grown by an entire slice. If you've got 4 slices and it grows by 25%, that's like adding a whole slice, okay? And then the next year, if it grows by another 25%, okay, the 25% is not the same as what it was before because the pizza's bigger. So your 25% gain the following year is actually far greater than the original 25% slice. So your slices, as you cut it up, are getting bigger and bigger and bigger progressively. So your pizza's getting bigger and bigger and bigger over time. The longer you hold it, the longer it grows for. So that is where percentages and the compound interest effect or compound effect really creates the growth in your money. Okay, your money doesn't grow in value. It goes down from inflation, but assets grow like that over time. Good quality assets anyway. So understanding return on investment and percentages is important. So I would suggest that if you're struggling with money because of these basic math principles, what you want to do is you want to jump on YouTube and you want to type in how percentages work and watch a simple grade 5 video on how percentages actually work and figure it out, okay? How compound interest is calculated. What else is there? How you can actually go in and type in return on investment and watch a little video on that, okay? I do cover that in one of my courses, I hope, so it's a bit more advanced. But I think these basic money rules of percentages, fractions are important. So percentages, fractions, dividing, multiplying, subtracting and adding. That's pretty much it. I can't think of probabilities does come into it, but I don't use them a lot myself personally. That's more experience. It's the basic math that matters the most, but I think percentages were probably what's not understood the most. Decimal points. So like what's 0.1 when it comes to a percentage, right? So understanding how to create or, calculate percentages based on numbers. So if you can jump onto YouTube and do that, I promise you, if you learn these basics and just trial them a bit and learn them and learn them and learn them, you'll be pretty competent when it comes to money management, right? It'll tell you how things have grown and you'll get a bit of an idea of it. So I know it's probably what you didn't want to hear in this podcast is me saying, hey, go learn math and go learn numbers. But I'm telling you, if you just do that on YouTube, just stop this podcast now, go to YouTube and just type it in and start learning the basics like that. And I promise you'll feel like, far out, money's actually really easy. I don't know why I've been complicating it, because you may have turned on the Bloomberg channel or the finance channel and they're pulling out all these numbers out of the air and it's like this and that. And it can be very challenging because, you know, you don't understand the basics, but that's all you're looking for, right? So you can largely ignore most of these numbers you see on the screen on Bloomberg and stuff. There's a method to the madness of those numbers. They do mean stuff. And I cover this in our mentorship program in a lot of the modules. But you don't need to know that to start out, okay? Most of the big money is made through the most basic math, okay? And keeping things simple, right? It doesn't require spreadsheets or anything like that. It just requires basics, okay? So I wanted to do this episode because I feel like those who are feeling like they're in that position aren't being heard. And I want to make sure you know that from me, I'm telling you, you don't need to be a math whiz to be a millionaire, okay? You just need to understand the basics. And the sooner you learn those basics and sit down on YouTube and watch some basic math videos, you'll actually feel a lot more comfortable with money because it's associated with numbers, okay? So that's it for this episode. I hope that's been of value to you guys that really do struggle when it comes to numbers. Those of you who don't, you're like, what the hell, Lloyd? God, I mean, tell us like what, get into some more detail about investing and stuff, which I'm going to in the next few episodes for those of you who are at maybe the million mark, want to go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is. I'm going to change up a little bit with some more advanced lessons in here through the podcast. But thanks so much for listening in. Appreciate your time. Love the fact that you're sharing this podcast. Our numbers are growing. Subscribers are growing. We've got 80-something, I think, five-star reviews now. Thanks so much for this. Looking forward to bringing on some new guests, which is going to be cool. And I look forward to talking to you in the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.